Hi, Linda.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. My name is Rudy, ma'am, and we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. Let me ask you, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
Not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied at all. Okay. Give me a second here. All righty. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 me I'm sorry, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very important issue to you. For example, education, kindergarten through 12. Where would you place it on the scale? Very important issue, not a
10, very important.
All right, how about democracy?
Very important. 10.
Okay, how about student loan debt?
10.
Okay, how about voting rights?
10.
How about housing rights?
10.
How about climate change?
10.
How about criminal justice reform?
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Okay. Immigration. What do you think about
10.
this topic? Okay.
Yeah.
Jobs and wages.
10.
How about abortion rights?
10.
Okay. How about health care?
10.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay, good. All right. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Okay. What is your race? White, black, or... Good. Okay. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I am a female.
Good. What is the year of your birth?
1968.
Okay, good. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I graduated high school.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'll say a 7.
Okay. How much power do you feel that black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say a 7.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. For example, Bob Casey.
I don't know who that is. Oh, yeah, I know. I heard of him. Yeah, I heard of Bob Casey.
What's your opinion on him? On a 0 to 10, what would you say you stand on his name?
0.
0. Okay. How about Larry Krasner?
I don't know who that is.
How about Josh Shapiro?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, how about Sherelle Parker?
I don't know that person either.
How about J.D. Vance?
I don't know who that is either.
How about John Fetterman?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, no worries. I know it's a long way off, but if November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, or you're just undecided?
I'm undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote, right? Would you vote for Kamala Harris? Would you vote for Donald Trump? Would you vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would you vote for Cornel West, Jill Stein, or undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Undecided,
okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic,
okay. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Who did I vote for?
Yeah. Did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump?
Biden.
Who? Biden, okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. If you're in your mind, does voting make a no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
I don't know. I really don't know about that.
Well, what do you say? A small difference, a moderate difference,
a big difference? Yeah, I guess a small difference. I don't know. I guess a small difference.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to read you a list of possible reasons why your vote might not make a difference. Please select the top three reasons that apply to you, okay? There's not enough outreach to people like me. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. The system is racist and not built to support black people. The politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people. Politicians don't keep their promises. No particular promise. How about there's not enough outreach for people like me? Would that be another?
No.
How about the issues that matter to me are never on the agenda? Would that be another one?
No.
How about the system is racist and not built to support black people?
No.
Politicians don't push policies that specifically benefit black people.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, so I need you to select one more. Okay, I'm going to read them again. The last three that are an option. There's not enough outreach to people like me. The issues that matter to me are never on the agenda. And the system is racist and not built to support black people. Which one would you choose out of those three?
The second one.
Okay, gotcha. Alrighty. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree nor disagree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with the following statement? Most people will take advantage if you let them.
I agree.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of factors.
Okay, we've been on the phone almost more than 10 minutes. I'm ready to hang up. Is you done now?
We're almost done. I'm not going to take much of your time, okay? I'm going to read you a list of factors that might make you feel your vote would make a difference. Please select the top three reasons.
I'm sorry.
Ma'am, if black people had more money